Welcome back to Tyrant of the Dark Star. I'm Aubrey, your GM. I will introduce my players, who they are, who they're playing, and then we'll get rolling into things.
Hi, my name's Aki. Pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Gravewing, who is our monk kinesist. That's it. That's all you get to know about her. Oh, also uses she, her pronouns.
Hi, y'all. I'm Alyssa. My pronouns are they, them, and I play Leith Idrisi, our Dampier, Dandy, and Rogue, who uses she, any pronouns.
It's me. Hello, I'm Dusty. I use they, he pronouns, and I'm playing Yurido. Just Yurido for now. They also use they, he pronouns, and they are going to be our blood hunter.
Hello, I am Ferris. I use she, her pronouns, and I am playing Alouette Valer, the Nephilim, I think is what they're called now, Thaumaturge, who also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I am Sparlock. I use he, him pronouns. I am playing Alistair Whiskerfield, the renowned wizard and investigator who uses he, him pronouns also.
Hi, I'm Tick. I use he, she, they pronouns, and today I'll be playing Niall, a wonderful flesh warp sorcerer who is definitely not a cannibal at all. Why do you even think that?
And so, resident recap person, what happened last time?
Last time on Goblets in Gaze, there were some ghouls that had beef with us, so we made them into beef patties to eat for lunch, as in we killed them all. Pretty ruthlessly, actually, had everything kind of on point. Lou was doing a little bell. Yuri was fucking them up. Leith was sitting there. I'd say looking pretty, but I don't think she can even do that. And Alistair was using a brain cell. And after our wonderful fight, we all entered into the tarot shop and split up into three groups. One group searched the main office area where most of the stuff was, along with a deck that was like, maybe this will serve someone well. And I think that's a little bit fucking ominous, if you ask me. Lou and Alistair went and checked. I'm going to be honest, I kind of started thinking about the My Little Pony theme song while this happened, but like in a bad way, while that was going on. So you guys found some stuff, I think. And then Yuri and I found a spoon, some torches, and some stuff in another room. And then Yuri was like, don't show Lou that spoon. And I was like, does she not know what the word no means? So we went into a little bit of a discussion about that. And now we've all kind of reconvened with some spices, some beans, some spoons, some cards, a lot of fun little things. And we're going to head to the bookshop down the street.
Yes. So you all waited for your best moment and made a break for the bookshop. I'm not going to make you roll. It's not that far away. Also, it is locked again. So I'm going to need one more thievery check.
Yay, that's me. Ooh, that's a 19 on the dice, which makes it a 27.
27. Yes, you're able to critically open this lock very quickly. None of the locks are incredibly high end here, so it makes it super easy. And you do, and you're all able to slip in as you, as the smell of old books just sort of wafts over all of you. And you know, you see this bookstore with these just sort of long, you know, just bookshelves that stretch to the back. There is at one point stairs up to, you're guessing, probably some sort of apartment above the store, because this is mainly how a lot of these businesses are built. The people work here, they live here. So what would you like to do here?
Cookbooks. Cookbooks.
Magic books.
Magic is for nerds. I want to cook.
Mm-hmm. Cool books.
Cool books, yeah. I mean,
field guides to monsters.
Nothing is going to be incredibly detailed, but you can definitely find some books. Same thing with books on magic. Most books, incredibly detailed tomes are things you would have had to a special order when this place is open. There are basic books on like the theories of magic and things like that here, and some books written by various people who've worked at Ravenswood Academy, things like that. Cookbooks, yet again, you standard kind of cookbooks.
Yes, I'm gonna take every cookbook that I possibly can.
Alistair's going through Reddit. You're wrong. That guy's an idiot. Reddit.
Oh, I don't like the rat. I don't like the rat a lot. I'm going to pick up whatever cookbooks that I can. It's always good to have more cookbooks.
Is there a fiction section of this?
Oh, of course. This is the majority of this bookstore.
Is there a romance section in this bookstore?
Of course.
Is there a smut section of this bookstore?
Here we go.
Yep, there is. Because there always has to be. It's brand at this point.
Let's see. Grab some romance books, and I won't tell you which one she grabs.
Are you being subtle about this? Because Laith was absolutely looking for the smut section.
The only thing that I want are cooking and smut. If you have any spare gay smut, like monster fucker stuff, can you give it to me, please? Thank you.
This one has like a kraken. Is that cool?
Tamed by the kraken.
I will think and be like, what's your opinion on kraken monster fucking?
Hey, do you, bro?
I'll give it a look. See, I can't believe the bone alien is kinkless. Damn.
Did Yuri look for like some occult shit?
Yeah, you can. Are there specific things you want to find? If there are, roll me an occultism.
My dice rolled almost onto a 17, onto a 3, so I have a total of 7.
You mistake a well-known series of books about monsters for monster hunting manuals. But what is the best?
Cirque du Freak.
Yeah. I was like,
that's the second time I made a Cirque du Freak reference this week. I don't know what's going on.
You're halfway into 48 hours. You're halfway into a monster smut book. Wait a second, this isn't informational. They're fucking.
What do you mean you placed a? Ah, shit.
Wrong book again. Not again.
Yeah, but you're the one. Just take them and put them into their bag.
Puts it away like, you didn't see anything.
All right, I just generated a shit ton of book titles, and I put them in chat for the two people who are looking at the smut section to take whichever ones interest you.
Are you going for the Scoundrel's Return there, Blue?
I was going for the Bard's Rise, actually.
The great series.
It looked prophetic.
And then I will take the Scoundrel's Return and also any of the other ones that Lou doesn't take.
You know, we are all going to the same place, so in theory, once someone is done with one, someone else can have it.
Are you suggesting a book club, Alouette?
No, I'm suggesting a book club. I am suggesting a book, a library.
Because if you wanted to discuss them, act them out.
I'm forgive me, you are interested in discussing anything with me? Interesting.
All right, it's not Alyssa vanished.
Alyssa's like, I'm out. I can't do this.
Yeah, Laith recoils slightly when you say that. I'm interested in discussing this.
Also, very interesting, considering the topic. I would have thought that would send you running for the hills.
And what topic is it that you think would send me running here?
I don't know. Perhaps the same one that sent you running last time.
I didn't realize that you were still upset by that.
And I think Lou looks like caught. Like, oops. And she goes, I'm not. Of course I'm not, because it was a long time ago and nothing happened. Did it.
I mean, I wouldn't call it nothing.
Oh, interesting. That was the impression I got from you.
Yurda turns the corner and is like, hey Lou, I found this series on monsters.
Hello Yuri, would you like to read about the Abyss of Sex? I would also like to throw myself into an abyss right now.
Oh, are we having a lover's quarrel over here?
You cannot have a quarrel with someone who is not anything to you.
Oh, something happened. What happened?
Anger is reserved for enemies and friends.
Hey, Niall, I think we should go look at more of the cookbooks over there, no?
Why? I'm asking about these
guys. Grabbing them by the shoulder and moving them towards the cookbooks.
Oh, wait, no, you're too strong. Let it go. What is their problem with each other?
Well, I have been told by both of them to ask the other person. So I can only assume it's just bad beef.
Ah. Well, yeah. I'm going to be honest. We kind of have bigger things to do right now than a lover's quarrel. They should get over it.
Yeah, we're getting our books. We're safe for now.
All right. Do you have any recipes you'd like to have? Actually, I can see if I can find a book for it, if it's not something I've made before.
You know, I stopped by your restaurant. You wouldn't recognize me. I was dressed differently. But you make this, like, vegetable stew, and it has a spice I couldn't place, but it was very good.
Oh, yes, the vegetable stew. We don't have as many vegetables for it. We have some canned stuff at best, but I can see what I can do to make that.
Yeah, if I could help with anything. I have dietary restrictions that are very I need to abide by them at all necessary costs.
Oh, so. No, I understand that completely. I have my own dietary restrictions.
I know.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Aren't we all?
Can I roll an insight check? What the fuck does that mean?
No, there's just Yurido is just patting you on the shoulder, like, sure, buddy.
Like having a mental breakdown. It's like patting and just both thinking they don't know I'm a fucking weirdo, you know. I can
basically
sue though. Okay, just my only request: don't try to melt metal in the stove. That doesn't work.
I know. Look, I was just very tired the other day. I have a gun with no bullets, so you know.
Oh, bullets? Do I know what a gun is?
Yes.
Oh, you use guns.
You've probably been shot before.
Oh, yes, I've been shot before.
Yeah, it hurts like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, it hurts.
Yeah. They have my weapon, or at least they had it at the prison. I don't know where they took it. So I'm making do with what I have. That's why we should, like, if things are safe, I'd like to go to a blacksmith. At least they have a forge. Yeah, I was just tired and just trying to get something.
Yeah, we'd have to find a blacksmith outside of the city, most likely. I don't know if there's one in this area with the ghouls. Or if the smoke would attract them or not.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
There is a blacksmith shop. It's a little bit further away, but it's still there is one in the district.
Mm-hmm. We can certainly see if we can make a trip there probably tomorrow, since it's a bit of a trek.
Yeah, let's just give a weekend from here, and hopefully we don't come back with less people, because rivalry, I don't know what's going on with them, I really don't.
Yeah, wait, did y'all two walk away from us, or are you having this?
Okay. No, 100%. I grabbed Neil, not Neil, Niall by the shoulder and did a thing where, like, you know, by the buddies, like, hey, let's go somewhere. I did that.
I do not consent to this. I'm being kidnapped. Also, why does your cousin, sister want to start a book club so badly?
Cousin, I don't think they want to start. I don't know if they want to start. I don't know. They like, look, they are, this is probably the most interaction with different people that's not family they've had in a long time. Keep that like on the down low.
Oh, that's sad. That's sad and kind of pathetic.
I told you this in trust. If you start making it a problem, you're going to have a problem, okay?
Oh, no, you could crush my neck. I don't want to make it a problem. But that is still kind of pathetic.
Yeah, our family is very strange.
I can tell.
Yeah.
You all seem kind of weird.
It's putting it lightly, but yeah.
Is there something that you'd like to share with the class?
Absolutely not.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Well, I've got most of my books. You want any of this smut?
Can we end the scene there?
Yes. Can everybody give me a perception check real quick?
Every time my dice rolls past a good number and lands on a less good number.
I got a 10, which is mid, but it's okay.
15?
17 for late.
I use the hero
for
point
for Alistair.
What did you get with the hero point?
29.
Literally everyone but Alistair hears this. You hear what sounds like growling. It doesn't sound like it's coming from in here. It sounds like it's coming from somewhere behind this store. You hear growling. You hear a couple of barks. And then you hear some sound of something like tearing bone and gristle and muscle.
dinner. Can I check it out?
Nope. Sure. School.
There's a door that would take you out back.
Is there a window I can look out of?
None of the windows look out back behind the store.
I'm gonna see that everyone wants to leave. She'd be like, okay, we can leave. Are you sure you don't want whatever that is?
No, I had enough interactions with ghouls today.
The growling didn't sound like it was from a ghoul. The growling sounded like it was from a Hesterhunder, which all of you would know is a very, very large dogs that you would all use as a mount.
Puppies!
It sounds like the bone tearing. Did the growling stop after that? Hesterhunder?
There wasn't a sound of pain that followed it.
Interesting.
There was the sound. You haven't heard any more growling. But also there wasn't any sounds of pain. Let's put it this way.
A Hesterhunder ate a ghoul, or a ghoul is eating a Hesterhunder.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the former. Who requested a dog? whose plot point is this? Before we run away?
It's not Aki's, is it?
No, because I wouldn't do it when Aki was.
Yeah, but to say, was this mine? Did I want a dog?
It's not a plot point for anyone. I have a random table of events, and I rolled on it.
I was about to say, whose dog is this?
I was joking.
do we want the dog?
But perhaps what we can do is we all go outside to leave, and then whoever is sneakiest and quietest takes a little peek around the building to just make sure it is not more dangerous.
Where's Alistair?
I'm in the corner angrily reading a magic book and arguing with it out loud to myself.
Alistair, no, it's
what?
You should quietly. There's a big, big animal outside.
Oh, maybe we should stay in here then? It's that big, it won't be able to come in.
I don't want the chance that. I'd rather just get away.
Okay.
Leith, I think you have the lightest footsteps of us all. Did you want to take a peek?
I mean, not particularly, but I can.
I would appreciate it.
Aubrey, can I talk to the Hesterhunder? Are they creatures of the night?
No. I had to think about that there for a second.
They're basically wolves, right? No, that's fine. Okay. But I will sneak out and take a look and try to assess the situation, please.
Mm-hmm. Give me a stealth check.
Gonna use a hero point?
I'm gonna give you guidance.
Yay! I got another nat 20. Every time you're like, I'm gonna give you guidance, I get a nat 20. So that is 29 with the guidance, with a nat 20.
Yeah. You can sort of move around and peek around the corner as you see this large Hesterhunder with its sort of beautiful, it's a little less beautiful right now because it's kind of covered in blood, gray coat. You see the saddle that's on it, and it appears that this was heading through the district. Maybe it was one of the people who was with Helena, and you see sort of there's technically still a body in the saddle. It's kind of like half of a person. The dog's maw is all bloody and stuff from where it ripped apart the ghoul that ripped apart its rider. But now it's kind of wandering. It's a little bit doesn't really understand what's going on.
Is there an animal handling here? No, it's just nature. Huh?
Nature. You know, if you could speak to it, diplomacy. Yeah. You know.
But you said can't speak to it.
I can't speak to it. I mean, they're very, very smart. So, like, it's not going to talk back to you, but you could probably use a diplomacy because these are trained creatures. So it's not like you're trying to tame a wild creature. So I would allow diplomacy because you've ridden these before. You know the standard commands and things like that for most of these.
Yeah, I think that Leith sort of puts a hand out slowly and very gently, sort of says, "Hey there, you wanna come over here? Come."
Yeah, give me a diplomacy check.
Twenty-six,
yeah. As you softly speak, you know, it looks up and slowly, because it can tell you are not a ghoul. So immediately, probably rather excited, and will sort of trot over to you. These are massive beings. This is big enough for a normal person to ride on. Like, this, like 6 foot dogs.
Yeah, I think that she sort of reaches up and will scratch it behind the ears. Say, you did a good job, didn't you? Protecting yourself from the ghouls. Do you want to come back with us?
It'll like huff a little bit and like trying to like clean off where its mouth is. It has like a reins and stuff, so you can kind of coax it and lead it along to where the rest of the group is.
Yes, Leith comes back with a giant hound and will say to Niall, "You have enough supplies to feed him, too, right?"
I'm looking at this big ass dog and just does he eat ghouls?
I mean, he ate one. I can't imagine that it's their preferred food, though.
It's kind of eating like rotten meat. You know, don't make a habit of it.
I can certainly see. Dogs are mostly carnivorous. We don't have a lot of meat, but I'll see what I can do.
Is the corpse still on the saddle, or did that get dumped?
I didn't dump it.
Yeah, there's still like the bit of the corpse. It's sort of like legs in like half of a torso.
Is it a wolf torsos around here?
It is a human corpse.
Oh my god! Wow! How interesting! Wow! How fascinating!
Lou will go over and try to get the corpse out of the saddle without spooking the dog. I don't know. Do Hesterhunder spook like horses do?
I mean, as long as you move slowly and you can kind of see what you're doing, it could feel like it had a bit of dead weight on it, so it's kind of like glad that, you know, can move a little easily again.
Sorry about your previous rider. I'm going to just take this from you and put it around the corner. Is there anything in the pocket that I do?
It has sort of this, the remains of a knapsack, like a rucksack. They have a bandolier with what looks to be a bunch of bullets on it. And there are, some vials in its pocket.
Excellent. I will bring bandolier to Yuri immediately.
I can go dispose of the body.
What do you mean?
Like, just toss it somewhere away from here. If we're gonna come back to the shop at any point, we might want to not have a human body near it.
Can we insight or vibe check this? It's
then deception versus perception.
My deception DC.
So Tick is the one rolling?
Yeah, it'd be deception versus all of your perception DCs.
Oh, that's disgusting. Oh no, what is my deception? My deception, I think, yeah, my deception's okay, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Please do not blow this for me. What is that number? That is a terrible number. Oh no. So I think I failed to everyone. That is a 12.
Yeah, I think that fails to everyone.
Can I use a hero point, actually? Because I have so many of those.
Sure.
Please. I can't look that sus to the group this early. Oh, thank God. That is a 26 now. I had to use a hero point to not get caught for cannibalism.
You beat me.
I think it beats everyone, most everyone.
I got a 5 and then a 19. I was like, please, please, I cannot blow this for me. I'm just totally normal. I'm definitely making sense. I can be trusted with human bodies.
Okay. But just be quiet, you know. It's probably good because it will attract ghouls, right?
Mm-hmm. You go off camera right, and
yeah.
Whatever happens to that body happens to that body.
I'm winking at you right now. I'm winking. Whatever happens, happens, you know?
Yeah, whatever happens. You've moved so far, camera right.
Yeah.
In the rucksack itself, there are a number of rations again. There is a spyglass. Ration spyglass. There's a journal. And then there is a set of keys.
Ooh. Did you say there was the bandolier had bullets? Did it have a gun or something too?
Yeah, on the hip there's a dueling pistol on the hip.
That also goes to Yuri.
Yuri has two guns now.
Thank goodness I don't have two.
With bullets!
You yes, have 10 bullets.
10 bullets, all right, good. I will just, and they're gonna holster both of them on their empty, so far, bandolier. Okay, good. Okay, I feel safer.
You look better.
Gracias. Wait, thank you.
Welcome back, Niall. I'm sure that body is very far away now.
Yeah, that dead body is definitely gone. I'm gonna come back. I totally don't have any bloodstains on me or anything like that.
Just wiping your mouth.
No. Oh, that went in the stomach mouth. It's just, there's nothing anymore. You totally can't tell. Maybe a little bit of blood, but that was definitely from like the fight earlier with the ghouls. You know, I got scratched
totally.
Up.
Oh, totally, totally.
And I'll just be like, okay, the body is safely moved. We can go now.
Yeah. You're able to spend some time with the Hesthrunder and, you know, calms down and seems to just be happy that it's all right and people are paying attention to it.
If there's just regular rations, is there like the default jerky in those rations?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, your like basic trail rations kind of thing that are in here.
There's jerky.
There's a lot of dried fruit and stuff in there as well. Dried fruit and nuts. Some bread.
I will give the Hesterhunder some of the jerky.
Oh, that'll make endear him to you even more.
Aw. You got a puppy and I stole his fucking lunch.
What does that mean?
No, that's out of character. Oh, but he is very cute, though. I don't want him to bite me, so I'm not going to pet him.
I don't think he will bite anyone. He's such a sweetheart.
I will gently and carefully put my hand out towards this dog to see if it will bite me. I am an aberration, just letting you know.
Yeah, I know. Not gonna bite you.
Oh, can I pet the dog?
Yes.
I pet the doggy. I pet the doggy yeah. So much. He gets so many pets. Well, if it's safe, it's just like pet, 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 pet. You are going to be so spoiled. You are going to get so much good food.
We should probably go back now.
It's probably a good idea.
And see.
Is it starting to get dark out, or?
No, it is starting to get, like, mid-afternoon by this point. It's always dark out, that's the thing.
Right. You know what I meant? You know what I meant?
Does the, is there any sort of name on the Hesterhunter's saddle or reins or anything?
You don't see one. Any identifying? Yeah, no? You don't see one. But yeah, you're able to, between, you know, carefully and quickly make your way back to the mansion. And the mansion itself has a place out back behind it that one would, you know, usually have a Hesterhunter, sort of like it's a very large, it's a combination somewhere between a stable and a doghouse. You can sort of prepare for him.
Unless somebody else wants to do it, Lou's gonna stay out back to clean the Hesterhunter up.
I have to do other stuff. Like not
digest. Oh.
What do you mean digest? Laith, do you have something to say to me?
Laith doesn't, Alyssa does.
Okay, fine. I guess I'll just tidy up the mansion, honestly. I'll make sure the kitchen's cleaned and spotless. Check in on Schism, because now I've eaten something for this pathetic little man, if he's going to be stopped whining.
Schism is taking the equivalent of an after-dinner nap.
Okay. Can I take the equivalent of an after-dinner nap?
Yeah.
I'll take the equivalent of an after-dinner nap, too. I just ate a lot. I mean, it was a very hearty lunch we had earlier. That's what I mean.
Could Yurido show Lou the cool monster books they got?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what else you found, but I found these books. It seems to be like a whole series of monster things.
Ooh.
The back has a lot of reviews? Huh.
That's one? That means, like, peer reviews? Like, lots of other people have, verified the information inside? Or are they, like, fiction?
I think I may have grabbed, I think actually these would be great for your book club.
Okay. So that's not really a book club. It's like a book trade.
I thought you and Niall?
No, I don't know if Niall wants to. I haven't asked Niall, actually, though I should because he's my roommate. I actually asked Alistair because of the books we wanted the tarot shop. It had some interesting things and Alistair wanted to read them and I wanted to read some. So I said, we should read them together and you should come visit once in a while over in the other room. And I didn't actually ask Nayel about it. And now I'm thinking maybe I should have, and I don't know though. Is that normal when you have a roommate? I have never had one. Everyone was pretty much moved out by the time I was old enough to care.
Well, if you'd like to socialize with them, a lot of people with roommates, they just go day by day, you know, the other person exists in their home, but they don't really exist to talk.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
What is the point then?
Well, in this economy,
renting an apartment in the Ghoul Fever area would cost $2,500 in this economy a month.
No, it's just, you know, it's some people just need a roof under their heads, over their heads. They need a roof. They need to have be under a roof. I'm not so great at the advice, Lou.
I think you do a great job with advice.
Lou, Yuri's gonna like put a hand on your shoulders. Like, you, have you been feeling okay recently? No more blacking out or anything?
No, I mean, yes. Wait, how do I answer that? All is normal and good. So I have many questions for you.
I understand. Just when we're safer, I keep saying that, I know, but we're currently not safer.
Okay. I trust you.
And I do trust you. I just, you know, as these people that we're traveling with have been great so far, but I do not know them yet. I do not know what information will spread.
That is true. I mean, you know it's, but...
Yes, and we both know it's not as comforting as you wish it would be.
Yeah, I guess not.
Do you want to talk about that?
No. I got mad at her again, and I was trying to apologize. And now I still have to apologize, but now it's like, why would I do that when I just got mad at her? This is weird.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, fighting for our lives and then after, like, dealing with that at the same time. I still don't know what it is, but...
I don't know either. I mean, I know, but it... I don't know. It was just... A whole lot of nothing that changed everything, I guess.
You heard though, just nods, doing like the, just like the older sibling nod, like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm not going to say anything now.
Yeah. But if you want to read any of the books I found, you are welcome to them. They're not all romance books. I did pick up many books in the tower shop that I think are interesting. And also, there are multiple journals in there. Very excited to go through them all.
I definitely will. I think I'm going to go over all our supplies and all my gear, make sure everything's in shape.
Okay.
Don't know how often we're going to be fighting things.
I mean, I think we did much better this time than we did the times before. Nobody went unconscious or almost died. I mean, most people didn't even get all that hurt. I didn't get that at all.
Yeah, I just got a small bite.
That's not gonna, like... You're not going to, like... You know... it up?
I do not think so, but that's also what I was gonna look over.
We should have looked for medical books.
Yeah.
I got distracted, I'm sorry.
It's fine. I should have looked too.
We can always go back if anybody gets worse. I'm only good with that under pressure. And the rest of the time, I don't know what to do.
I think I've got it. I'll go inspect it. If you need me, I'll be in my room.
Okay. I'm going to do something else and then maybe go apologize to Liz. But I don't know. I got to work it up to that.
Just go when you're ready.
Okay. I'm gonna give you a hug.
And Yuridel hugs you back. Hey, right after that touching scene, could I go to my room and see if I have ghoul fever?
Sure, yeah, give me a medicine check.
All right, I might have ghoul fever too. I forgot about that one.
Medicine. All right, I'm trained in medicine. 15?
The bite does not appear to be infected or anything, so...
Okay. That's good. Or no, just like, look at it, wince, and it's like, I've had worse. And it's gonna like do the thing where there's like a bottle of like clear alcohol. Take a swig, pour it on the wound, take another swig. Clean it up. That's all.
Do we have anyone that is good at medicine? Because I did get scratched. I got bit and scratched a lot.
There's like three of you that have medicine.
Yeah. I don't know if good is the word we should use, but passable.
Right. I got plus five.
None of you are groom.
I think we all have like plus five, plus six, something.
Yeah. I
think
you're
the most.
I'm gonna go over to I guess I can get Lou too, because Lou I at least kind of know and we're roommates. I'm taking a power nap, but I guess after I wake up from my power nap, I'm gonna go find Lou and just be like, "Can you check if I have ghoul fever?"
Oh, okay. I'll do my best.
Thanks.
That's a medicine check.
Yep.
Am I gonna rot away like a ghoulie? Why did I get
18?
No, the bite appear to be infected or anything.
It should be all right. Yeah, I will do the cleaning thing and you should just wrap it. And
the bite is on one of the mouths, so it's really fucking weird.
It is. If I pour liquid into the mouth, is that going to be fine? It's like antiseptic.
How would you feel if someone blew in your mouth?
I mean, it's liquid.
It's fine.
I don't know. I would take a drink, I guess.
You're probably fine. It doesn't matter.
Okay, but tell your friend I'm sorry.
You mean a ventriloquism act?
Your gargling sounds.
Also, does your friend have a name?
I don't really name my ventriloquism acts.
Wait, it's actually ventriloquy? I thought you had, like, a parasite or something.
No. I have a sense of humor with it. You mentioned ventriloquism, and I thought it would be funny to play along.
Yeah, was it, parasite. That's hilarious.
I'm going to joke and just be like, "Oh, be quiet, you.
Bite me."
And internally thinking, like, they could kill us for this. We might want to play it chill until we get out of here. yeah, don't worry about it. So, thanks for checking to make sure I don't have ghoul fever.
You're very welcome. I hope you had a nice nap. Now I am going to go places.
Oh, where?
I don't know, read a book or something.
I did hear you were starting a book club.
Would you like to join it?
No.
Okay.
You're not having it in our room, right?
No. I will do it in the library, which is a normal place for that, probably. I don't know. I've never actually done book club, so...
Do you guys want snacks for your book club?
That would be amazing.
Okay, I can see what I can make.
Thank you.
Knock, knock.
Hello.
Hello. I haven't had a chance to come by and see the books.
Please. Leave immediately.
Oh. No, it's okay.
Okay.
Here. You can look. Here, I will spread them all out, and you can look, except for this one and this one, because I am going to read them first. And yes, that is all. That is the only reason I am grabbing two of them.
Which two are they? Is one of them the journal? Some interesting conspiracy theories that you want to find out about? Can I read them right after you?
Of course. I just like to learn things about people, you know.
Totally.
It's normal. It's a normal thing to do. You like to read. You read people's stuff all the time, probably. I don't know. Anyway, have you pick. Read them. Take them back. Just make sure we are safe with everyone. And tell me which one you'll read, and I will read it next, so we can talk about it. I think that is a book that works.
Yes, let's do it. And I will pick one of the books on the how to read the cards.
Ooh,
mm-hmm. Because I need to study up. In fact, I think I will tell her. I need to read up on these cards, because I think that it's suspicious that the bookshop owner left, you know, right before the ghouls came. Maybe they knew something.
And I think maybe, they did, actually.
But maybe it was just the cards.
We can look at the journal, the bookshop's journal, together. I mean, the tarot shop's book. Journal. Goodness. We can look at the journal together, okay? Jeez Louise, I'm going to go because I have to go.
And I will scurry out.
Yeah, speaking of things you found in the tarot shop, Laith, what are you doing with that with the deck box?
Yeah, I think that after everyone has finally left Alouette and Niall's room, Laith will drop by and will just leave the Harrow deck and also a deck of cantrip cards that she found on Lou's pillow, with a note that says, "Since we had to leave the bookstore early," unsigned, but Lou might be able to recognize her handwriting. I don't know. That's up to Ferris. Yeah, she will slip in, drop those off, and leave.
So yeah, you see that at some point.
Mm-hmm. I probably see Laith before I see that. Because we was finally going to go look for her, but try to be super casual about it. Like, oh, you just happened to be here.
You just happened to be coming out of my room.
Liv, I have, hello. So rooms all look the same, don't they?
I don't know that I'd say that. I think they're pretty well defined now, but I suppose you're used to one space mostly.
Yeah, that is true. And that is true. I wanted to talk to you, actually, if you had a minute. Unless you are busy, in which case, never mind.
I think Liz sort of looks around at where they are, you know, in the middle of a ghoul district.
Aren't we back at the house?
Yeah, I mean, yes, in the middle of a ghoul district.
No, I get it.
Yeah, there's not much for her to be doing here. So she says, sure, we can talk. Did you want to do that here? Or I don't know if your cousin is lying in wait somewhere.
I think he's always lying in wait somewhere. That's just kind of what he does. It's like, one of those spiders, the ones that make burrows and they hide and then they go and they eat the prey. I mean that in a flattering way, of course. I think it's cool.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, I know. It doesn't matter. Everyone seems to be busy and elsewhere, so it doesn't... I'll be quick. I don't want to bother you for very long. I just wanted to apologize for... I have been a little rude to you lately, and I wanted to apologize. I've been perhaps the most stressed I have ever been in my life, and I unfairly took it out on you, and that was ignoble of me. So I wanted to say sorry, and it will not happen in the future.
I think Laith is sort of scratching at her thumb where the fidget ring used to be. It was confiscated, but she very much wants something to be doing with her hands. And she will listen to your apology and seems almost upset by it. And after a moment, she will say, I don't know why you're apologizing to me, Albert. You don't. You have nothing to apologize for. You haven't treated me in any way that's not deserved.
That definitely, I think, catches Lou off guard. and she says, you know, it is unfair to hold a grudge over things that happened years ago that have no bearing on the people we are now because we have no particular relationship now. So it would be foolish to hold you to the same standard a friendship that we had before.
Laith, I think, definitely visibly winces back when you say, like, no relationship.
Yeah, I think Lou cringes a little too, like, oops.
I see. Well, then, yeah,
so we can, you know, start fresh. Because that's what you do when you meet someone you don't really know anymore. You just pretend you're not meeting them again. I think.
Do you really think that you don't know me anymore?
I don't know. I don't know much anymore.
Right. Yeah, no, of course. That's great. A great idea.
I thought you wanted the box before Alistair could grab it because I don't know, I thought you'd like it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And also, these are keys. I don't know what they go to, but you like keys. So I thought you would make use of them.
Where did you find them?
The dead body.
Oh.
That was on the dog.
Was there any identification? I assumed it was one of the senator's people, but...
There was a journal, but I haven't been through it yet, so I will let you know when I find out.
Great. I'll be interested to hear that. If you'll just excuse me for...
Of course, yes. You're busy, I'm sure. I will go, I guess, into my room. That's where I was going, so I'm gonna still do that.
I think that Yuri actually was looking for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Sure. I can go find Yuri somewhere. Okay.
And Laith is going after Blue leaves, Lith is going to sneak back into her room and leave the two gifts, but take the note and, yeah, throw it away.
Well, I do think that is a pretty decent place to end that episode. You know, I think it's probably getting closer to around the time one would have dinner, and I think everyone coming together next session to discuss plans is a good idea.
I can cook
a dinner. So yeah, if you wanna serenade us out, Tech.
Well, everyone, thank you for another wonderful episode of Goblets and Gaze. If you like what we do here, feel free to follow us on Twitter at Goblets and Gaze, Instagram, X, whatever. We are everywhere. We have claimed everything. You cannot escape us. Support us on Patreon so we can get all sorts of fun stuff. If we get 1,000 views, we get a pizza party. I mean, we don't, but, like, I'm trying to manifest it a little bit, you know?
Can we?
I'm down to figure out how to make that work.
Oh,